Women's Body by Lorella Zanardo, traduzione italiana di Serena Povia. I have worked so hard, and I am exhausted. I could never have imagined such a level of exhaustion and boredom. Now I know that images aren't just plain images. They are means of communication, memory, knowledge, education. I would certainly never have imagined that televised images are such a faithful mirror for certain behavior. I have tried to look inside that mirror to see who we are and what we can change if we don't like ourselves. I have learned that sometimes mirrors can be used to conceal rather than reveal. I remember when Marco told me that TV has an incredible power. While discussing reality, it can dissimulate. The TV now steals, blights, ruins the landscape of everybody's conscience, despoils us of our roots and origins. Faces become masks after plastic surgery. Bodies are inflated to ridiculous proportions, like those of circus freaks. They give us a fake and surreal image of women. I'm sure that you can only bear to watch TV once you realize what a circus it really is. What are we? What do we want? Why aren't all Italian women out in the streets protesting against this way of their being represented on TV? Real women's bodies have been hidden away. Instead, we are presented with an obsessively vulgar image made of silicone lips, thighs, breasts. The truth is removed and replaced with a mask. What is feminine in these images of women? We don't encounter, except in rare cases, on less mainstream TV stations, a different type of woman, a new identity, original and genuine, who isn't simply there to accompany the man. The presence of women on television is more a question of quantity than quality. The woman portrayed seems to go along with man's every desire and gives up any possibility of being an equal other. She's reduced, and reduced herself to be just a sexual object, fighting to the passing of time and undergoing all sorts of freak transformations, being forced to stay within a frame, mute, or to present TV shows that require no competence whatsoever. It seems as if women are incapable of looking at themselves in the mirror and can't accept themselves as they are with their own faces. Being authentic probably constitutes one of the fundamental human rights. However, in order to be authentic, you need to recognize your own desires and most profound needs. In my opinion, the real problem is the fact that women lost the capacity to understand their real needs, and therefore, how could they possibly be themselves? We are so used to seeing ourselves through the eyes of men that we can no longer decide what we want and what makes us happy. I mean that we look at each other's breasts, lips, wrinkles, as if we were men. This current model of beauty doesn't fit us, and it is somewhat strange that advertising using images that reflect men's sexual taste in order to sell products to women. I believe that without a pressure to be beautiful, following a criterion that is not our own, we would appreciate ourselves more for what we really are. And if it's true that appearances speak louder than actual words, what are these bodies telling us? On the TV show Bagaglino, a few weeks after the demeaning Valletopoli scandal, Elisabetta Gregoraci confirmed her humiliating role in the sexual favors for TV jobs scandal by singing La Rumba Lecca Lecca, the lollipop rumba. And did we need a sadistic showgirl? Was there really need for such a darkly erotic figure rather than a brighter one? This image was there to capture the attention of men just as they got home from work to stop them from changing channels. Why did it happen? Maybe this is how the system works, and these are our role models. This is how it works in fashion, politics, sports, pop music, even medicine. As a woman, becoming part of this group gives you power. As mentioned previously, emancipated women nowadays have to present themselves in public always as desirable objects, even in a strictly professional context, even when the women on the screen are adults who might actually have something to say. Since the only sign of desirability we are able to recognize is an explicit reference to sex, we have changed our entire imagery into that of a strip club. These images are recorded by positioning the camera before the shot, as in pornographic films, starting with the breast, the pubic area, thighs, exactly like a porn movie. But we are actually watching a public broadcasting channel. Christina, the latest star of Big Brother, is a daughter of feminism, a feminism she reinterprets in her own way. Once, everything had to be fought for. Today, using methods a feminist would never have used, a woman has become something else, a woman of many contradictions. She represents all the symbols of femininity, and yet she adapted them to the market. But her personality is not submissive, because if you want to be successful nowadays, you have to have male attributes, balls. Christina's tone is similar to the chirping voice of Milo or Biagini, Italian showgirls from a past generation. But there were women, not long ago, who got back their adult voices. Strangely enough, most calendar girls are not different from the diligent, scholarly, ambitious and determined girls mentioned in school statistics. Most of the time they were good pupils, adored by their teachers. Sara Tomasi, Paperetta, Little Duckling, themed showgirl role, Schedina, cheerleader themed role, and Celebrity Island reality show participant, had declared after 4 years of studying at the Bocconi University, "I became a manager in a large company. Today I am the product, a product I sell in the show business market." Of the 45 facial muscles, besides those you need to chew, kiss, smell, breathe, all the others help you show your emotions. The more complex your character, and by character I mean your very essence, the more your facial expressions will be distinguishable from those of other individuals. What are these faces hiding? Why can women no longer appear on TV showing their real faces? Why isn't there a single adult woman who can show her face? Why this humiliation? Should we be embarrassed to show our faces? We have to hide our wrinkles. Is the passing of time something to be ashamed of? This is a violence, inflicted upon women, not men. Anna Magnani used to say to her makeup artist before a scene, as he was about to cover her wrinkles, "Leave them alone. You don't dare hide a single one of them. It has taken me a lifetime to get them." By hiding our faces, we are giving up our uniqueness, and therefore our soul. Our faces express our true nature. First of all, it's directly exposed, defenseless. It cannot hide its naked dignity. It is our face that starts and makes possible every exchange, and it is at the base of all human relationships. Do the faces we are talking about allow to build relationships? Another person's face draws us in question, makes us responsible. The human face holds a message, total vulnerability. This is why we hide it, change it, embellish it or modify it, even with surgery. This explains why it is so hard to accept one's own face. It's like looking at an image of total vulnerability. How can we remain vulnerable and remain ourselves in a world where you can only win if you are thoroughly invulnerable? This is a tough choice for women, invincible amongst the winners or vulnerable and forgotten. Vulnerability, however, is the most fascinating aspect of the face. Pierpaolo Pasolini understood from the start that TV was destroying the poetry of the human face. Pasolini had a deeper understanding of the reality of the human face as a point of contact where all unspeakable energies explode through an expression, something asymmetrical, individual, impure, complex, in short, the contrary of typical. What is happening to women's faces and to femininity expressed through its uniqueness? On Growing Old, I show my character. Where for character, I mean everything I have lived through, and which has shaped my face. It's a face I have made myself, with my habits, friendships, my own peculiar way of being, my ambitions, the love I have experienced, and the love I have dreamed about, the children I have given birth to. Honor the face of the old, as written in the book of Leviticus. It is a citizen's duty to show his face in public, without hiding it, as it is impossible nowadays with plastic surgery. Considerable damage is done through the lack of visibility of older faces. Only faces without hair, with heavy makeup, screen ready for selling or politics, are shown to the public. There are many women today who have reached a certain amount of fame and power on TV. Most of them are mature women with a personal history, but what truth do their faces tell us? What kind of role model are they younger women with whom they seem to be in competition aesthetically? Do they impose upon these women the diktat of a perfect body? The few images we do see of adult and non-artificial women are ferocious. A heinous rage against and attack younger women, with whom they cannot compete aesthetically because of the age difference, and leads to the humiliation of the younger women by the older ones. What happens when faces can no longer show their vulnerability? Where can we find the reason for pietas, the need for sincerity, the need for answers which form the basis of social cohesion? So, let's have not a facelift, but, as the philosopher Galimberti said, a lift on our ideas. We'll realize that a lot of ideas which came to mind watching the spectacle of beauty, youth, sex, physical perfection, really only help aside from ourselves and from others our real personality. A part of ourselves we had never really considered, because from an early age we were taught that appearing was more important than being, thus risking living a life in which we are complete strangers to ourselves and to those around us. At primary school, my teacher taught me to draw grecchine, little pretty borders, to separate one piece of work from another on the same page. They were decorative figures that would frame my work. Television teams with women acting as decorative frames. Some of them have an erotic attitude, others are just pretty decorations, young and pretty faces, who are there during a commercial break or server's furniture, exactly like pretty little border. Loredana Liperine, the author of Still on the Side of Young Girls, reminds us how hidden under brows and inflated lips, which even the smartest women, unlike the men present, feels obliged to show off, there is a misinterpreted concept that once you consider you have freed yourself from old stereotypes, you can use them for your own amusement. However, playing with symbols and stereotypes requires a thorough knowledge of the rules of the game, or you might get burnt. Can a woman crawl under a perspex table, pretend that she is the legs of the table, spend a long time under it pretending it's only a silly game? Can this be done without it leaving a scar somewhere in her body? And what should people who are watching the program feel about it? On TV, there is a woman and a man using her as the legs of a table. When the program was first shown, some people, but the authors of the program and the presenter Mammucari, said that the girl is a living sculpture, she is in a cage, and even has breathing holes. An infinite number of humiliated women. Many female adult presenters on Italian TV are as powerful as men, and somehow they feel the urge to act like men by demeaning the younger girls who have less power. For years, I believed that television had nothing to do with me, or where millions of women who work hard have goals in life. But these images keep appearing on TV and entering our homes, feeding fantasies, reaching the eyes of our children and invading the world. The survival of our identities is at stake. Why don't we do something about it? Why can't we show our own truth? Why do we keep accepting this constant humiliation? Why don't we fight to protect our rights? What are we afraid of?